بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is Taqwa, Thursday the 2nd of Ramadan, 1394, 19 September, 1974. And beware of the fire that has been prepared for the faithless, and obey Allah and the Apostle so that you may be granted His mercy. The Quran, Surah number 3, verses 131 and 132. Now, there is no difference between obeying Allah and obeying the Prophet. So why would Allah say to obey Allah and to obey the Prophet? If the two are one and the same, then isn't it unnecessary to mention them separately? No, because if Allah only says obey Allah without mentioning the Prophet or telling people to obey him, people can have a counter-argument against the Prophet. They might say, we are obeying Allah. People can make all sorts of claims easily, including outward claims of religiosity, piety, and faith. The same sort of people who make these claims are the ones who will say that they are obeying Allah and are His devoted servants.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
During the lifetime of the Prophet, he was not the only one calling people to worship and obey Allah. Those who were on the other side, the ones who were fighting him, claimed exactly the same thing. The leaders of the Jews and the Christians, their priests and their rabbis, also said this. The Jews and the Christians say, "We are God's children and His beloved ones." The Quran, Surah number 5, verse 18. So they say they are a step above the Prophet, because the Prophet claimed to be God's servant, while they claimed to be God's children. They thought that only they could decide what constituted obedience to God. Or to put it another way, they didn't think at all. They pretended that some acts of disobedience to God were in fact obedience to Him. Isn't that right? There were those of them that when they were alone with themselves, they realized what a dark record of deeds they had. They saw that they were saying nothing but lies, and yet they continued to pretend in front of people that they were good and devoted servants of Allah who worshipped and obeyed Him. So we must distinguish between these hypocrites and those who truly worship God. We have to find a way to identify one from the other. This is why when Allah sets out to explain obedience and why it is necessary to the faithful, He doesn't just say to obey Him. Instead, he says, obey God and obey the Apostle.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.